morning, Pop Chasers, and happy December 22nd, you guys. We made it through the shortest day of the year. We also made it through the first day of winter. It feels criminal to say that December 21st is the first day of winter, especially when you live in a cold state. And I've been wearing my long black winter jacket for approximately since November 1st, but by all means, let's follow the solstice and whatever the stars, the moon, the waves, the crops tell us to, and say that yesterday was the first day of winter. By all means, let's follow that. Because if you ask me, like, I say spring starts in March. And as I've previously said on this podcast, I am to be told that that is not how it works. But to each their own, the calendar is my oyster. You guys, I am all by myself today. I can't believe I just sang that. I'm so sorry. I never said I was talented when it came to singing, but I am all by myself today. First time in over a week. And I'm just kind of reacclimating to what it's like to talk to myself for 30 minutes, but I think it's going to be good. I feel good about this one. So I think we should just get right into it. Of course, I'm Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you guys by The Dip. Like I said, it is Wednesday, hump day, although technically, I guess Tuesday was hump day this week. If you are observing the weekend holidays on Friday, just moves everything up a day. And I the shortened week, we love it. We love a back-to-back shortened week. That's the best part of it. The downfall is then when you get to 2022 and you realize, oh, nothing has changed. Nothing. I've been running around the city trying to find the hottest item in the city. I feel like, you know, like years ago when like the coolest toy would sell out, it's like the coolest toy now is the Binax or Binax antigen test, at-home antigen test for the holidays, testing before seeing family. And that's really like what I've been spending my days doing, is going from Walgreens to CVS to Walgreens to CVS. And just, you know, I'm out here fighting for my life. But I'm going to get into the news. You guys, there's so much to get into. I'm going to leave The Bachelorette till the end, but I'm going to start with some more heartbreaking news. And that is the shocking split of Chrishell Staus and Jason Oppenheim. So Chrishell and Jason started dating in July, or I guess that's not true. They announced that they were dating in July. I really recommend everybody goes back in their time machine and listen to the Pop Chaser episode where Kate and I find out that Chrishell and Jason are dating, thanks to a video of them dancing on a yacht. And in this dancing video, Chrishell is like grinding up against Jason. And I mean, this poor girl, she's wearing heels and she's already like towering over him. And she's like in almost a full seated chair position to like grind up against him. It's upsetting to say the least. And she also looks like she would rather be anywhere but there. And it turns out that's the truth. She did not want to be there because they are no longer together. They split after 5 months. I want to keep in mind that, and I'm not trying to start shit, Selling Sunset just finished filming like days ago, you guys. Days ago. And they broke up that quickly? What happened? And, or was this all fake? I kind of feel like I lean towards the fake camp. Can you believe like me thinking that a show by the guy that did Laguna Beach and The Hills and The City and The Loft, if you guys remember The Loft, that was Audrina's show, that he would make a fake relationship? Can you imagine? I know that they like really went all out to say that they had been dating in secret and everyone was just so happy for them. But I never bought it because I'm like, I'm just looking at who Chrishell has dated in the past or been married to in the past. And then I'm looking at Jason and I just, you know, one of these things is not like the other. I still would love to see Chrishell date Simu, her client slash the Marvel actor extraordinaire from Shang-Chi. I'm still waiting for that relationship to take off because that chemistry was electric and I don't believe it was faked. But yeah, I mean, the news is that the two split. They responded to people's requests for comment, confirming it. Oh, I'm sorry. Neither of the stars responded for comment, but multiple sources have confirmed it to people. Just back at Thanksgiving, the two were serving meals to homeless LA citizens. And I just think that, again, they were filming and it all just makes sense. It all makes sense, you guys. I don't like being played the fool. I have to go back and listen to that July Pop Chaser episode too, because I don't think Kate and I, we didn't buy it for a minute, but yeah, I can't say I'm surprised. This is like pretend, look up the like GIF reactions in your phone when your friend texts this to you and it's like pretends to be shocked. That's what's happening right now. With that said, I mean, they were pretty committed to making us think that they were in love with each other. So how it's going to play out on Selling Sunset, I don't know. Season 5, like I said, just wrapped filming. If there's going to be like a blowout, a blow up at the end where they break up, I wouldn't hate to see that, because I have to say, like, I love Selling Sunset. Don't get me wrong, but like Christine as the villain, it just feels stale to me. And I almost would love like a redemption arc for Christine, because again, you guys, we have to just remember, like, it's all fake. This isn't real. This is not real life. So I would love to see like the redemption of Christine. And then maybe Chriselle has this like relationship that looks perfect on the outside, but I guess she's already had that, but it's just so much juicier because it's Jason. And then at like the finale, where whatever house, $40 million house they can't sell, it's like a fallout between the two of them and a breakup. That would be incredible. And that is why Selling Sunset is so good. And also I'm curious, just like to kind of quickly jump off topic, did anybody watch Selling Tampa? And I'm curious what your thoughts are. And I said this last week, but now people have had time to digest. The women seem like they actually have relationships with each other, like they're actual friends, which makes it so much more different than when you watch Selling Sunset, because you watch Selling Sunset and you're like, you guys only talk to each other when you are in this place, this office, one day a week, because you don't actually work there. Like, you don't do that. I saw a girl on TikTok who actually works at the office. You know who wasn't in the office when she filmed a TikTok of like, get ready for work with me? Any of the stars of Selling Sunset. And don't come at me being like, they were at open houses. They weren't. They weren't, you guys. Send me listings of them. I tried to find actual listings and I couldn't. And that's not to say that they're not out there. Maybe it's a pocket listing. Or maybe I was just looking at like a bad time in the market, but I'm interested in knowing. I actually think Mary's a real estate agent. I do. I think Maya probably, I think she does more business down in Miami. Did she sell what? I don't even think she showed one house. She might not have even stepped foot in one house this season because she was barely in it. So I don't know. I have a lot of questions. No concerns though. I feel less concerned. I will sleep better at night knowing Chriselle and Jason are not a thing. They just didn't see eye to eye. And that's a joke that Ryan Bailey made on Twitter. And is it low? Is it short-sighted? Perhaps. Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news. So obviously last week, Chris Noth was accused of some very violent rape allegations by two women that spoke to the Hollywood Reporter and detailed their alleged interactions with Chris Noth over the course of, it spanned like, I think a 10-year difference between the two alleged interactions. But obviously like the big thing is like, everyone is kind of wondering like, how is the cast of Sex and the City going to react to this? Because they are, minus Kim Cattrall, a very close-knit cast. So Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon all released the same statement on their Instagrams yesterday, I think in a sense of unity, and also probably for the sake of just kind of keeping things easy and clean on their ends. And that was, we are deeply saddened to hear the allegations against Chris Noth. We support the women who have come forward and shared their painful experiences. We know it must be a very difficult thing to do, and we commend them for it. Cynthia Nixon, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis. So I think a question I have, and this is something I've seen people talking about, is like, was Big supposed to be in any more of And Just Like That? And if he was it going to be through like a ghost? Was it going to be through memories? I'm not sure. I also have no idea if he was going to be. I love Sex and the City. I do. And I've seen the show a million times, because I know some people think I haven't, but I have. I've seen it a million times. I watched it 4 times through sophomore year of college. So I'm good. I know the show. I could see them maybe doing some type of memory. I don't really feel like the show is going to dip into supernatural, but I'm kind of wondering now if like they're going to, if that was a possibility, are they running to the editing room and making some changes? Because I think at this point, it's like, we need to leave 2 things behind. And that's the Peloton on Sex and the City. And I think Big at this point. So I'm glad to see these women speak out. Obviously, like, they don't need to answer for him, but it does involve their series, especially like everybody has been waiting for this. And, you know, for these allegations to come out at like the peak of the conversation about this, like it makes sense that they're speaking out on it. And yeah, I mean, it's a brief statement, but it's obviously nice to see them support the women who came forward anonymously in it. And I guess we'll just see what happens. I mean, at this point, Chris Noth has been dropped from his agency, and he was dropped from The Equalizer, which is the CBS crime drama that he is supposedly in. CBS, I gotta be honest, CBS isn't really on my radar, unless it's Survivor, which, don't spoil, I haven't seen the finale yet, but I will. Okay, and I think, and we're gonna move on to The Bachelorette, kind of shift this from like darkness to a happy ending. Okay, needed to reset there, but The Bachelorette finale, it happened. It's done. I feel like, now I want to like really examine my feelings about this season of The Bachelorette, because I came into it, guys, remember when I met Greg Grippo like 2 weeks ago and sent him a drink from across the bar? And he was out with Caitlin from Big Brother. That is so crazy that happened. And I was like with Kate, it was, oh, still flustered by it, I'll be honest. Yeah, The Bachelorette. I came into this season thinking, well, it can't get any worse, because Katie, I did not enjoy Katie's season. But then, and Michelle came out like a true all-star. And you will put me in my grave, and I will still be saying Michelle is an incredible person. I think that she is too normal. And that's why the season started to feel a little monotonous, because you're like, oh no, wait, Michelle's here to actually meet somebody. And all of the guys are pretty normal too. And this is just like, it's like watching regular people date. It's not necessarily the most exciting television, but it is the most rewarding. So as we saw, and spoiler warning, Michelle, drum roll, please, chose Nate. Again, insert pretends to be shocked emoji or GIF. She chose Nate. I think that we all saw this coming from a mile away from 8 weeks ago. And I don't blame her, because their chemistry was really like off the charts. They were really into each other, but I can't believe I'm about to say this. I felt bad for Brandon. I felt bad for him. Did I think him and Michelle were going to end up together? Absolutely not. Never, ever did I think that. Did I think that he was going to break my heart when he walked up those stairs on the beach? 100%. It has been a moment in recent memory for a bachelorette or bachelor, I guess, to let the second place person come down to the engagement altar. Am I right about that? I can't be 100%, but I do feel like that was kind of like a thing we did back in the day. And now it's all about like leaving this person with a little bit of humility and like breaking up with them in an Apple Vacation all-inclusive resort hotel room. And that's not what happened here. Brandon came down and Michelle broke up with him and then he cried. But the way he cried, I mean, I could only be so lucky to cry like this, just like a polite sob. It was like a quiet sob. And it was delicate. And then he walked up the stairs and they must have hiked up that mic sound. And it's just like, I think I could recreate it. This is like when I do Father, Son, House of Gucci. This is my impression of Brandon crying, walking up the steps after getting dumped on national television. And then he would like look back. I don't know if the sound will pick that up, but if there was just silence there, just go with it. Then he would look back at her when he was walking up the stairs. And then she looked remorseful, but not regretful, but just sad. And then her and Nate got engaged. And she had a good ring. She had a good ring. I will say that. I don't really know what more there is to say other than like, congrats. Because Michelle seemed infatuated with Nate from the get-go. It didn't seem like a much of a competition to anybody. Even I wonder if Brandon really thought it was going to happen. I have a feeling though, you get to like a certain point where you're like, no, she's not going to pick me. And then you like are in the final four and then it's the final three. And then you're at the final two and you're like, oh, she's going to pick me. Like I think this is for me. I have these feelings for her, but it was no dice for Brandon, but he'll find his partner. I do feel like he's a good Bachelor in Paradise contestant because, you know, he's young, he's fun, feels like he'd do good on Paradise, but I guess time will tell. That's so far away that it's kind of like, they are digging through the archives for some of the people they put on last year's Paradise. So Brandon is anything but like a backup. He's top tier when it comes to the Paradise selection. Curious what you guys thought of the finale and also just the season in general. I love Michelle so much. And I will again say this, her outfits out of this world, especially after Katie's pink cropped cardigan that you wear to church on Easter Sunday. But am I alone in thinking that like maybe Michelle is just like too normal? She's too good at being normal that the interest waned a little bit. Like I watched it all the way through and I was invested all the way through, but I wasn't like glued to my seat because I think I just always knew like, oh, she's going to pick Nate and they're going to be like a cute couple together. My real question though is like, where are they going to live? Because Nate did like have a couple of red flags to me. And we talk about this on The Dip, so you can check it out. But he was saying that like, I think Michelle's mom and sister, I believe, if I remember correctly, asked about like where Nate wants to live or if he wants to live in Minnesota, because we know Michelle, it's important to her to stay in Minnesota, not only for her family, but for her career. And he said that he doesn't like to commit to one place. And I know he's in Texas now or was in Texas. But like that, I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't have said that. I would have like just been like wherever Michelle and I, you know, want to be. And if that's Minnesota, great. But maybe that's why I'm single. I don't know. I lie. That's what it is. But yeah, I think that congrats to them. I think I'm looking forward to Clayton's season. I don't know. just thinking about him expressing that he was intimate with those two women. And yeah, you guys, we'll get into all the Bachelor stuff starting the first week of January, and it's going to be great. And that's it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. I hope you have a great Wednesday. And until tomorrow with a brand new batch of headlines, cheers.